All right, time now to look through the window of baseball, as we do it every Saturday and Sunday and holidays as well, with Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle, brought to us by Truett & White, the professional builder's choice, and Marvin Windows and Doors. Bruce, thank you so much for getting up early and being part of the show today.
Absolutely. That's why they made coffee.
Hey, we had Lexi. I don't know if you heard any of the post game yesterday, but let's get Lexi, and the spouse of Hunter Pence was on, and these people like their coffee. I want to tell you that.
Yeah, I'm good for one. Once I get into two or three, I get too wired to work. But one in the morning, is that works for me.
Yeah, well, I think they both have a few, let's put it that way, and get going. But, hey, look, they won. Giants have won five in a row. And I commented on the Posey play, Bruce. And, look, we've watched a lot of ball. Get your take on it, and I'd love to chat with you a little bit about that one.
Well, it was an amazing play. I mean, you know, out of the box, that little dribbler looks like it might be a little long for the catcher, but he burst out of there like he knew it was coming, and let the pitcher know that he was going to take it. And you know, the angle that he's got, trying to wheel around and throw that thing without really knowing exactly where the bag is, and then he's tumbling to the ground as he throws it. And it's just a bullet, and it's right on the money. And they just had to have it. You know, that I think it really put Posey's, what he does for you, besides being a, you know, a good pitch caller who's worked three World Series and a great framer of pitches and the good arm down to second, you know, that play is what really makes a great catcher. And, you know, if anybody thinks he's, you know, slowing down, or he's just too ponderous or whatever, which I've never bought, he's a little bit older, but, man, he can still make that play. And it was a lifesaver for him.
Yeah, I thought, Bruce, when I saw it, he had gone out so far. And, you know, you have a perspective of watching so much baseball that you know where the catcher is. And if it's on the dirt, he gets it and he throws to the base ahead. And
right.
If it's on the grass, you just throw it the other way. This guy was like 12 feet from the mound. I mean, really?
Yeah, it was stunning. And, you know, who was pitching at the time? I should know that. I just slipped my mind right now. But he got out of the way. I mean, I'm sure he thought, well, this is my play, and you know, here comes Posey. But you know, Posey let him know with authority that he was going to take it.
Yeah.
And you know, it's just one of those great plays. You know, it's like Arenado's play on the tarp at AT&T. It's just something that goes, oh, you know, wow, you don't see that very often.
No, even the one Arenado sitting on his rear end.
Yeah, the other day. Yeah,
and that was an amazing play. But you know, of course, people talk about Posey, but make him a first baseman. The guy is a catcher. He really is. He's a catcher, and that's where he should stay.
He is a catcher, and then people always talk about how he played multiple positions at Florida State, you know, which he did, and he could make the transition. We've seen him at first a lot, but he wants to catch, and he said in spring training, you know, this is what I do. It's what I'm going to do. If I play a couple of years shorter, that's just the way it's going to be. And of course, that's not in the horizon yet. But you know, that it's such a it, you can't win without a really good catcher. It doesn't happen. He doesn't have to hit necessarily. That's a great plus if he does, but you've got to have that rock back there, you know, that Benji Molina, Johnny Bench, Thurman Munson, you know, who loves it, who takes poundings and gets conked in the head and just, who knows, gets beat up every day in one way or another, but that's what he wants to do. And they're so blessed to have him. And I think it's great that everybody, you know, all the important people agree that he is a catcher, and he's going to be that indefinitely.
Yeah, and he said it too. I mean, I think if he would have been open to moving, they probably would have done it, but he said, I'm a catcher. And look, Casey Stengel, Bruce, said it the best. He said, if you don't have a catcher, you got a lot of pass balls.
You got to put somebody back there.
That's what he did when he picked Hobie Landreth, number one. He said, look, you got to pick it. You got to have a catcher.
Yeah.
You know, Casey was, you know, he was very homespun, but and he went around in circles. You never knew where he was going to go. But he eventually said something that was the essence of baseball. I love Casey Stengel quotes.
Yeah, and in 61, he had Barra, Blanchard, Nelson, Howard. He had three guys who could catch and hit the long ball.
Well, of course, by that time, he was in Glendale, because that was his last good quote. Remember, 60 was his last year.
So that was Ralph Houck, I guess.
That was Ralph Houck, yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
Casey.
He set the table, let's put it that way.
He was retired after the 1960 World Series.
That's right.
Because he was too old, and he said, I'll never make the mistake of being 70 again. I love that one. That was another good one.
Yeah, he's a beauty.
That was very good. Hey, this is Jeff Samardzija. And, you know, Bruce, again, you know, I watch a lot of baseball. This walk to strikeout thing he's got going is just incredible.
Yeah, I mean, he's quite a tonic for what happened yesterday. I mean, 10 walks, my goodness, and 6 by Matt Moore. You can't do that. You just can't. And it's a sign of things turning around just a little bit that they won the game. But to see a guy like Samardzija, you know, and Kenley Jansen is doing this on the relief end for the Dodgers. He just doesn't walk anybody. I think he's walked one guy. But I love how, you know, Samardzija is kind of a gunslinger out there, mm-hmm. wheeling and dealing. And I think it's pretty cool that a guy, you know, who pitches like that has such great control. I mean, it's the best control he's ever had. He's really getting a lot of sense of command out there. And it just, you know, it makes such a difference. The infielders love it. They're on their toes. You're not walking the ballpark. And it really makes a big difference spiritually.
Well, his last 10 games, 3 walks, yeah. 71 strikeouts. I mean, look, sure. We've seen Greg Maddux have those, you know, so many innings without a walk. I think he was up in the 60s or 70s at one point. But come on, this is 3 walks, 71 strikeouts?
I know, any pitcher, you know, Greg Maddux would love to have that. You know, anyone, Kershaw, Chris Sale, they anybody who sees that is like, ooh, man. And I think it's really worth looking at for people who get a little exasperated with him. I think he's one of these guys that, you know, he's not having as bad a year as some guys on the team. But, you know, it's just, do we really want this guy? And, you know, he's locked in for a few more years. And I think he's a guy you stay with. You know, he's a great competitor. That stat really stands out. I'm waiting for him to hit a couple of homers. I mean, he's a batting practice marvel, and he gets in the game, and he can't put it together. But he's just a great athlete, and he's fun to be around.
Yeah, you know, the other thing we talked about, you know, there's Bumgarner, Cueto, Samardzija, Moore, and, you know, this Joanne Gregorio got popped for steroids yesterday. He was the next pitcher supposedly coming up, 6'7", and now he's out of the picture. So he's not going to – I can't imagine they're going to rely on him for next year. And then there's Beattie and then Suarez. They've got two pitchers, basically. They need Samardzija. Everyone talks about trade Samardzija, trade Moore, trade all these people. They can't trade all these people. They need the pitching.
Oh, absolutely. I'm sure they've ruled out even thinking about trading Samardzija, just with the situation that they're in. You can't be sure about just, you know, what happened to the kid who got busted, that just shows you what can happen. I mean, you're counting on the guy. He's a big, you know, strapping kid who looks good, and all of a sudden, boom, he may not pitch for them again. You know, that's a bad thing to have on your resume. And, who knows about Beattie? You know, Kyle Crick was going to be the guy, but he's struggling. I don't know if he'll ever be a starter. And when you do have a guy who's kind of a horse out there, you got to be pretty reluctant to give up on him, and they won't.
No, I don't think they will. This is a team that when you bring them back, they can win next year. It's a lot of guys have. And, you know, the other thing is, and again, talking with you so many years, you don't judge a season until the season's over. And you can't make sweeping conclusions in 80 games. You just can't do it.
Yeah, it's a little bit. I think Hunter Strickland's a pretty good example. You know, he all of a sudden he's got a pretty reliable breaking ball. And he's throwing it in sort of so-called dangerous counts now. And he's getting outs with it. Because, for quite a while there, he'd take them out and, you know, people would just be cringing. It's like, you know, when's the next fastball going to get hammered out of here? Mm-hmm. Or something bad was going to happen. And all of a sudden, he's got that breaking ball to go with the heater, which is, you know, high 90s. And it's coming in at 83, 85. And it's really effective. So, I mean, at the end of the season, because of that, you're going to feel a lot different than you did about him in the spring, I would think.
Yep. You got to watch a season. You just have to watch a season. You can't make too many conclusions halfway through. And big news out of the Yankees. First of all, this Aaron Judge, he ended up the month of June with 30 walks. Now, sounds like 30 walks. What does that mean? But when you look at the records for rookies, 32, Charlie Keller, 1939, 30, Johnny Groth. Ted Williams, 30, 1939. Lefty Davis, remember him with the Dodgers in 1901, 30.
I sure do. He was a pretty good guy, too.
Aaron Judge, 30 walks. Come on, he's in baseball history here. 30 walks for the month. How about that?
Yeah, he's got a pretty good approach up there. He's not just, you know, swinging from the heels. It's just lately I've seen him, you know, he's been striking out on some really good low and away breaking balls. That happens to everybody, but yeah, I he's just a likable kid in every respect. And you know, speaking of the Yankees, how about the kid Clint Frazier? Did you just catch his act yesterday?
Go ahead. I want to talk to you about
him. He's a big time prospect for them. You know, kind of a pale redheaded kid with a great smile, and his parents are there for his debut. He gets a double. Then he just yanks one out against Houston. He really just great bat speed. It's one of those at bats where you just go, oof, you know, that guy, Gary Sheffield, like, you know, yanking it down the line. And he looks like a real likable kid. And it's great because they've lost a couple of their prospects to, you know, bizarre injuries here back to back. But they still have Gary Sanchez and Judge, and now this Frazier kid is up. And I'm really enjoying the Yankees. I'm hoping they somehow sneak into the postseason because they're a pretty good show.
Well, the Frazier story really was amazing. His two hits, he got a homer and a double. First to do that as a Yankee, a double and a homer, the first one to do it in 100 years, apparently.
That is amazing.
And the first one to get two hits in a debut since Mike Pagliarulo, so you got to go back to him. But the story of Frazier, which I really like, Bruce, when this guy was drafted by Cleveland, he's a redhead. And people said, you can't draft, believe it or not, you can't, was it Lucille Ball? You can't draft a redhead. You know, you can't draft. They didn't want to draft a redhead, someone who had red hair. They, for some reason, they felt the guy wouldn't make it.
Wow.
So they draft him, and of course, he's very good in the minor leagues. And then in the Andrew Miller trade, he goes to the Yankees, you know, number one prospect and all that kind of stuff. So now he goes to the Yankees, and now he grows out the red hair. He looks like Syndergaard. Right?
Yeah.
And the Yankees go,
I'm really a redhead.
Right. And the Yankees go, sorry, pal. We don't go to that. You know, Joe Girardi, you want to look like him, Joe Girardi. So he resists it, but then he cuts his hair. And if you look at him last night, he's got sort of, you know, like Kevin Kernan of the New York Post. He's got it sort of tightly knit red hair now. And, you know, he's cut his hair, but he complied and he had a big night last night, and I think it's a great story. A great story. And he made it as a redhead. Come on.
Yeah, it really, and you know, it's probably a smart move. I mean, if there's a stereotype, even ridiculous as it may be, you don't want to look like a clown with your hair, you know, flying out of your head. In fact, I remember seeing him with that hair. Was it maybe in a Futures game or something like that? Yeah. And I'm thinking, wow. But he looked really good also. And now he's got the full package now. I mean, the redhead stereotype is vanishing as we speak.
I love it because people actually said that. Don't draft him because he's a redhead. How about that?
That's crazy.
How crazy that is.
Yeah.
All right. One last thought for you. If you had one, and this was on MLB yesterday, I think. If you had one game to win and they gave you eight pitchers, who would you take? And I'll run them down to you. Bumgarner, Kershaw, Lester, Chris Sale, Scherzer, Keuchel, Kluber, Carlos Martinez. Where would you go?
Well, I got to start with Kershaw and Scherzer. Scherzer's been unbelievable. He's just, I love the way he works, too. He's just animated. He gets after it. Didn't want to come out of the game. Chris Sale and Bumgarner, for sure. That's four. Probably Kluber would be in there. I like what McCullers is doing, but I'm not sure if he's, you know, for real. I haven't given this a lot of thought, but.
Kershaw, I think Kershaw is the pick. I'll tell you something, and I would put Chris Sale pretty close to him. You know that for what he's doing?
He's a little bit like Randy Johnson out there. He's a big, tall left-hander with different arm angles. Sometimes he comes sidearm. If you're a lefty, you're just going, oh, my goodness.
He doesn't look like a nice guy.
You know, no, exactly. I mean? Yeah, that's right. He's a little nasty, and he's got, you know, he might burn your uniform if you leave it alone.
That's true.
Tough as nails. He's really really tough. I mean, you know, some of the guys like Arrieta's kind of fallen off the map. You wouldn't take any of the Cubs or Cardinals guys. I mean, that's just the way the season is going. Yeah. You know, Strasburg on a good day is a guy you want, but maybe you don't put him out there for, you know, to save your life. I don't know.
For me, it's Kershaw or Sale.
Yeah, exactly.
That's where I would go. All right, great day with you. What's up with you today? Do you do any celebrating on Sunday? Or you wait for Tuesday? What's cooking today?
I will wait till Tuesday. Actually, my wife's heading off to Kansas City. We got a couple of sweet little girl grandchildren back there. I can't make it, but she's going to go visit one of my daughters from a prior marriage. Everybody gets along, and it's great. And so I'm going to be solo.
Wow.
Solo on the 4th. I'm going to be setting off some M80s out here in my backyard, so everybody stand back.
All right. If you're lonesome, come to the studio. You can watch the game with us.
There you go.
All right. We'll have a barbecue right here at KMBR. We'll scare Lee Hammer. We'll do that.
Sounds good. Anytime you can scare Lee Hammer, it's a good day.
All right. Hey, Bruce, have a great afternoon. Talk to you on Tuesday. All right.
Thanks. You got it.
All right. That's Bruce Jenkins. More coming up on the Sports Leader.